Late in 1990, when Paul Kagame was hiding in the Congolese side of the Virunga Mountains, preparing to invade Rwanda, his army, the Rwandan Patriotic Front, were not the only formidable inhabitants of that densely forested volcanic range. The Virunga are also home to mountain gorillas. Soldiers are notoriously trigger-happy when it comes to wildlife, but Mr. Kagame ordered his men not to shoot the apes. They will be valuable one day, he said. He was right. By 2017, with Mr. Kagame now installed as Rwanda's president, that country's wildlife tourism industry, of which gorilla watching on the Rwandan side of the Virungas accounts for 90%, was worth around $438 million a year. But now the world's gorillas, and also their great ape cousins, the chimpanzees, bonobos and orangutans, face another threat from their human neighbours, COVID-19. Great apes share about 98% of their DNA with human beings and are vulnerable to many of the same diseases. So far, there have been no reported cases of wild apes sickening with the new coronavirus. But some other non-human primates are certainly susceptible. In China, for example, rhesus macaques have been infected deliberately and successfully as part of vaccine trials. Moreover, research done by Amanda Mellin of the University of Calgary in Canada and her colleagues suggests that many other primates are at risk. The virus infects people by locking onto ACE2, a protein found on the surface membranes of certain cells, particularly those of the airways into the lungs. The ape version of ACE2 is, Dr. Mellin has discovered, identical to the human variety. So apes are likely to be particularly susceptible to SARS-CoV-2. Conservationists are worried. What's nerve-wracking about COVID-19 is its novelty, notes Richard Wrangham, a chimpanzee expert at Harvard University. But primatologists like Dr. Wrangham are already familiar with the harm caused by diseases of human origin. Though conservation efforts have protected many apes from habitat loss and poaching, the Faustian bargain made to do this, says Peter Walsh, an ape conservationist at Cambridge University, is that the apes are then exposed to potentially deadly viruses.